Blog Talk Radio.
I guess that means we're live. Do we still have Bishop and Pastor Harrington?
Yes, and Overseer Poston. And there's a 573 number.
Okay, we have Overseer Poston, and who else?
There's a 573. They haven't identified themselves yet.
Minister Cass.
Area code.
Overseer Poston's online.
All right, Overseer, how are you?
I'll be doing good.
Overseer Poston.
During this sunny weather.
Yeah, I get it. We was at 80 today, so I feel you.
88. Okay, well, I will say I wish, but I don't know. Okay, so let me understand. We have Bishop, Pastor Harrington, Overseer Poston. Who else?
There's a 573 area code, and another one just popped on. Everybody is live.
What?
Another two are on, a 573 area code, and a 708 area code.
Three persons had identified themselves.
573 area code, I said it's Elder Elect Kai.
Hi. Elder Elect Kai.
Yes.
Okay, tell me who that is. I'm sorry.
Kaisa.
Oh, the new mommy. Okay.
Yes.
I think that's pretty awesome. But you know, you're not. This isn't your call. Yours was last week.
With who?
I'm not even sure why you got this one.
Say that again.
Oh,
you don't have to be on this call.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Okay, Bishop has no tact. But that's all right.
We pray for the man of God.
Okay, well, I don't know about all that. But anyway, Elder Kaisa, you guys' call was last week on the same number, and I want to say your next call is the 21st of April.
21st of April?
Okay. April 21st around 12 noon, and you will get an email notice.
Fantastic.
Okay. Kiss the baby. Kiss Miss Onyx.
I will, and reach out to me, and I can start up on Wednesdays again.
Oh, wonderful. That's superb. I will do that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So who else is on the line?
Overseer Angela Walker. How are you, Apostle?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
Glad to hear it. I hear you're going to Detroit.
Yes. Yes, I'm excited.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to the fellowship. Okay. Do we
and
have Prophet Henderson, Pastor Hooks, Pastor
no.
Durrell, Pastor James, Apostle KT?
No.
Okay. All right, all right. Well, it's about 7:04. We will wait a minute. And
okay.
So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing you all tomorrow morning on Blog Talk. So Poston and Harrington and Isaac and Prophet and Hook, look forward to you all dialing in at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And anybody that wants to be a part of that Blog Talk and share for a few moments as we do our pre-resurrection service, we definitely extend the invitation to you. But you who have gotten a text, we definitely thank you for confirming. And those who didn't confirm, thank you for allowing me to confirm for you, Pastor Harrington. And so we will look forward to hearing all of you on in the morning with Overseer Paulette.
Yes, ma'am. And I thought I confirmed Sunday night when we talked.
Oh, well, then, wonderful. Thank you again as we talk about absolute surrender. Somehow I believe everybody on the line has had to walk a path that has brought them to a deeper level of surrendering, and it is just no longer something that we preach across our pulpits anymore, but it has become a way of life. So we look forward to you all 5 to 7 minutes sharing we definitely look forward to receiving from you all as you highlight the ministry of Jesus Christ as an example of absolute surrender. All right, we have definitely given time and opportunity. Those who can, text somebody. If somebody has Apostle KP's number, text her and tell her we're waiting. If you have Pastor Smith's number, text him. If you have Prophet Henderson, text him. Pastor Hooks, text him. Pastor Durrell, text him. And the other Isaac, well, it's okay. We will just keep him informed. All right, so can somebody open this up in a word of prayer?
Father, we do bless you, we honor you, we magnify you, we glorify your holy name, for you alone are worthy. You're worthy of adoration, you're worthy of praise. Father, we thank you for this time and this season that you have drawn us together. And Father, we thank you, God, that you have drawn us by our heartstrings. You said in your word the threefold cord is not easily broken. Father, we thank you for covenant relationships that are represented on this call. And Father, we thank you for the edification of the kingdom that will come forth as a result of the work that you're doing in us. Father, we pray that you will word our mouths and that you would hear the cry of our hearts tonight. And Father God, that you would impart wisdom to us. And Father, that you would set us on a path as we go forth to bring glory and honor to your name. Father, we pray that all that be done and said be done to the glory and the magnification of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, one of the reasons that we are gathered here, we want to prepare at least for the next 2 months to meet on a monthly basis just to kind of be accountable to one another in our process, in our consecration, elevation process, to kind of tap into the hearts of individuals to see where they're at and how we could be of support to them during this point in time. I realize that you all have so much going on just in everyday life, and then I've added a whole checklist worth of things. So, with that checklist in mind, I kind of want to go talk about some of the due dates that have come and gone, and I am not in receipt of your documents. So, your consecration application. Is there anyone on the line who has not received it? Okay. So, now that I know that everybody has received it, I can anticipate receiving it by Tuesday, April 2nd. Nothing. Actually, I think Tuesday, April is the 3rd. Tuesday is the 3rd. It was due on the 25th of January, and I still don't have everyone's. And that is just essential to moving forward. Your consecration information data sheet and your referral form are all documents that are past due. Due within the next week are several documents from your letters of recommendation to your co-consecrators' contact information, and I will come back to that, to your spiritual gift assessments, physical exam, psychological exam, background check, personality check, and things of that nature. All of those things are things that will go in your binder. And so we just want to encourage you to, so that this is just kind of like a guide so that you don't become overwhelmed. However, your co-consecrator's contact information. I am aware that there are people who have poured into your life along the way that you may want to stand with you during your consecration process, to be a part of your consecration process. And so we want to extend a formal invitation to them so that they know that they can be a part of this process. So if there are individuals that you would like stand with you during this time, we just ask that you turn in all of their contact information and that you yourselves contact them. And once you have contacted them, we will follow up. So yeah, we will follow up with a correspondence to them. So we definitely want to encourage you to make available to those individuals who have poured into your life and that, well, that you would like to see be a part of this. We definitely want you to give the space and the opportunity for that to happen. If you are married, we are going to ask that your spouses be prepared to stand with you during this consecration. I know that that is not something that we have done the way that we're going to do it in the past. However, I just believe that this level of anointing, this level of grace, that has been extended to you all cannot happen without your spouses. And so we definitely will have a portion in one of the services for them to stand with you all and just hands be laid on them as they are laid on you, as you all are being elevated. It is also speaking to the elevation of your spouse, even if it is in prayer and fasting, positionally, while the grace anointing is being released, there is also another level or another dimension of warfare. And so we want to make sure that there is a covering that's released upon you and your spouse and your household. So we definitely are extending the invitation to the spouses to be a part of this process. Okay. Any questions, comments? Okay, I guess so.
Apostle?
Yes, sir. Yes, overseer.
I want to ask a question about the physical. Is there a form that you all have that I can give to my doctor? Because I was at my doctor today. I had an appointment, and she was saying normally when people are part of an organization, they have a form that the doctor fills out what kind of physical they are expecting.
Okay. You know what? I will check to see the form that we made available, and I will get that to everybody on the line. So the physical examination form, I will get that to everyone.
Okay, thanks.
Just to the biometrics. Oh, I'm sorry.
Huh?
So I just took a biometric screening. Would that be sufficient, or do I need to have a full physical?
No. This just, you know, we're just as we are spiritually preparing for this level of anointing, we want to just kind of stand in agreement with you for your physical health. Your physical and your spiritual health go hand in hand. And so the Bible tells us he, you know, desires above all things that we be in good health. And so that's what he says mm-hmm. first, because prosperity comes as our health, our physical and psychological and emotional health has been established to make sure that it can maintain it. And so that type of physical exam is fine. We just kind of need a basic exam. It may say I have high blood pressure. It's not like that will prevent. It just means that, okay, we know that's an area that the enemy is warring and can use to war with against you in, and we just need to be mindful of that.
Understood.
Okay, so the other, you are required to obtain 3 letters of recommendation. And those letters of recommendation is just simply being written saying, look, I can speak to the character, the call, the anointing upon your lives, and I have been a recipient or I have witnessed it, and I agree with this next level of elevation. If you are married, we always request that one of those letters of recommendation comes from your spouse. Now, are there times when the spouse is unable to write a letter of recommendation? Absolutely. So when the spouse is unable or does not desire to write a letter of recommendation, we just ask you to put on a piece of paper, spouse is unable or refuses or does not desire to write a letter of recommendation, and we move on. Okay, again, that is something that when we meet with you individually, we'll look at having conversation about. Okay? All right. I believe all of the other things that are being requested that come up due around May are things that if assistance is needed, you can definitely contact me. If you need your crest and things like that designed, we've made some people available to assist you in designing them. If you already have them, no problem. Your crest and your coat of arms and the write-up about it. Don't forget that your crest, we do ask that you make sure that your crest is present during the course of the weekend on, I think it's like a 4x6 plasterboard. I could definitely check those dimensions to make sure This sheet doesn't have it, but to make sure that that's correct. Bishop, what's the dimensions of the plaster, of the size of the crest that we ask that people bring so that they can be posted around the conference?
I think it's like 22 inches by 24. I'll have to measure it.
So is that 2 feet by 4 feet?
4 feet? Okay. No, that's a big one. Is that what you want?
Excuse me?
Is that the size you want this year?
No. I'm working on quite a few things, so I'm just trying to give people a parameter by which, to begin to look at having them put on the boards. I know you could get them done at Office Max, Staples, Kinkles, and places like that. So.
I just hold on 1 minute. I'll have it for you in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Thank you. So you want to make sure that your spiritual gifts, your psychological evaluation is important. Those can be sent to us again. We are concerned about the total person and our commitment to the total person. It's not just about laying hands, having a whole group of people that you can raise hands and bestow apostolic succession. It is about standing in covenant and walking people through their process and then standing in covenant agreement with them. Okay, and assisting in any way that we can to ensure that the weight of this doesn't become so heavy that it breaks us as we stand under it. Now, crucifies our flesh, one thing, but we don't want it to crush or break the spirit of individuals. And sometimes we go forward and we just don't have an accurate understanding of what it means on this level to be given the child. We say this all the time, it's not about the title, this is all about the child and what that looks like and how the level by which we are being called to be a servant. Okay, so you have your 2018 consecration document on required checklist. Let's govern ourselves accordingly. Let's make sure that we're... Excuse me?
No, I'm sorry. I was just making noise. Forgive me.
Okay, that's fine. Have fun. Let's govern ourselves accordingly with it. Don't forget that this, along with those questions, how are we? Are we having fun yet with our 1,000 questions?
Yes, I'm on number 7.
I'm encouraged because yesterday we were on number 6. So I know you're having fun, Bishop. How's everybody else doing?
I'm on question 45.
All right, overseer. All right, how's everybody else doing? How's that group of people that got the questions 2 years ago doing?
I love you so much, Apostle.
Oh, I love you too, Apostle. I know what that means, but okay. Okay, so these questions are essential. I believe that they will help us formulate some things that are necessary for ministry. They become the manuals by which we can use as we minister to the people that God has sent us, as we have been commissioned to be ready with the answer. Those 1,000 questions definitely will assist you to be ready with an answer. Overseers in the back corner, no, they only have to do 300 the first year. They have 2 years to do all of that. And we're just all collectively ignoring Overseer, okay? Overseer Paulette, that is. I'm not Overseer Postus. Because I know that the people that I serve want to do this in excellence. And for some of you all, it's been 3 years, okay? So I know that you want to do these questions. So the next 2 year assignments, you can begin to work on those, and these questions won't be in your way. So that's all I'm going to say about that, let's be thorough. And, you know, equally as important, let's ask the Holy Spirit. There are some answers that you could give. You know, how many books in the Bible, and we can just all blanketly, we can take 10 sentences just to say 66. Those are answers that I am not looking for. So I expect us to go beyond the Bible that we typically have in our pulpits and consider the Bibles that have been written with what they consider the lost or forgotten books, and to include that along with the explanation of why they have not been canonized. I expect answers like that. So if we have to, oh, and see, somebody is like, amen. I love it. Yeah.
Oh, my amen. You're a Jesus.
I don't know what's going on. That's an over my head. I'm in that cup. That's the overseer potion is Pastor Pam on the line.
Yes.
The two of them, I was going to say, the two of them don't go nowhere without each other. So she just made me on the line real quiet. Oh, I know.
Yes.
That's me. Pastor Pam, did you get the interpretation of that one?
I did, yes, ma'am. I heard Jesus.
You know, I do. I encourage all of these husband wife ministry teams, include your spouses in this process as you formulate this. I encourage you all to include your churches. Make it a church project. Okay? I really do. Now, ultimately, you're going to be responsible for it.
Amen, Apostle.
Amen. Okay, so.
And remember, there are not four synoptic gospels.
I am positive nobody's going to tell me there are four synoptic gospels. I would strongly recommend.
Just in case I give it to your church. Just in case you give it to your church.
Well, I am mandated by the Holy Spirit to give you your papers. I am also going to bust you out. Okay? Not the gospel. Lord to Jesus. But anywho. So I do. I guess what I'm saying is I want you to have fun with it, whether you're on question one or whether you're on question 50, because it really doesn't sound like anybody's past 50, and most of us are closer to question one. Make it part of your spiritual growth and development. Steal away some time. If it's 20 minutes a week, well, you're not going to get it done, but at least you support the effort to positioning yourself to hear what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you as it relates. There are some questions that you can just look through, scan through, and you know the answer without thinking. But definitely position yourself to allow the Holy Spirit to give you the answer that you want you to have for this process. Okay. Let's go on. All of your work is to be turned in a binder. You are responsible for making 3 binders. I am sure that there is a... So one of the questions online is, if we put our work in the binder, how are we going to know where you're at in the process? And while that is very, very, very well stated, and you can always digitally send us that information at lfc.aen@gmail.com, the actual work is turned in a binder during your examination weekend. Now, one of the things we want to look at one of the things that we want to look at and consider, and I will look at how many people are going to be a part of your examinational period, because it's the whole weekend, so that we can kind of identify if it is possible to have any of this information digitally. No matter what you have to turn in, at least one binder. I am trying to make an assessment to see that if the information has digitally been turned in, is it possible for those other people that will be doing some of the reviewing and interviewing to just begin to review it, you know, on the computer as they meet with you? If that is just not going to make it easy to do that, then you all will have to turn in 3 binders. All your information says you have to turn in 3 binders, but I was just trying to see if there was a way to get around that. So just keeping that in mind. I also wanted to take some time to talk about garments, I'm not sure who all we have on the line. However, is there anybody that does not know the office they are being consecrated into, the appropriate garments? We will do and we can actually take our next meeting to talk about the garments. If you're in Chicago, I strongly recommend House of Hampton. Are there other places where you can get your garments? Absolutely. However, I know that House of Hampton has everything you need. Now, House of Hampton has a 3 to 4 month turnaround, bare minimum. So there's definitely something that you have to begin to start that process on. But your garments are needed, whether it's your prayer shawl, your ring, your chain, those that are doing the shoes, all of those things, because those garments are turned in when you arrive on site on Thursday. And so we'll talk more in depth about that. But just as you are making preparation for them, you just want to begin to come up with a way to label your garments so that we can ensure that you get your garments. Let's see what else is on. Yes, the proper labeling of your garments are going to be essential. And please don't forget, your garments are all due to be turned in on Thursday, the first day of the conference, upon check-in. So that's something else that becomes important so that we can begin to make preparation for the garment procedure. So now, on this level, there are some things that we need to begin to put together. The invitation, / announcement, and the program. At one point, we talked about you all having a souvenir booklet. And so I want to be able to, how much time do I have? Oh, I got to talk quick. I want to be able to follow up with you now, because when we meet again in April, by the time we meet again in April, we want to be able to have the language that are going in all of these documents and kind of begin to look at you prayerfully. By then, you will, even though your professional pictures aren't due to the end of May, and that's fine. We want to begin to talk about the two type of pictures that you need to take for your invitations and the brochure book, the brochure booklet, or the announcement, or the program. So, again, not sure who all is on the line, but however, is there anybody on the line that wants to specifically work in that area of formulating or being a part of formulating any of those documents? The program, the announcement slash invitation, the souvenir booklet, any of that?
Well, Pastor Hooks will do his best to help with that.
Oh, bless you, Pastor. Bless you. Okay. Is there anybody else? Is there anyone else that wants to be a part of it? Okay. Not a problem, not a problem.
Nobody want to work with me? My feelings hurt.
I know. But, Pastor, I'm going to work with you. That probably really hurt your feelings, don't it? And we're going to draft some people. Don't worry about it. We gave them
time to
volunteer.
Are we taking volunteers or are we being voluntold? Are we being voluntold or are you taking volunteers?
I'm taking volunteers right now. When I contact you individually, you're being voluntold. But just because we want to make sure that the language is appropriate, especially for these invitations and announcements and the program, there's so much printing that has to happen. It is going to require several rounds of just kind of, editing, you know, to just make sure everything is appropriate, everybody's name is spelled correctly, and titles and things of that nature. And so we just want to definitely get a jump start on that. And then also so that we can let you all know what the prices of these things are going to cost, and we could talk about how many invitations and things like that each individual person is giving. One of the things, as we met with the hotel today, we were just trying to get a feel for how many people we needed to be preparing for, as we were trying to prepare for the banquet and registrations and things of that nature. Every person being consecrated, which are those individuals on this call, is asked to make sure that they do tables. And so we have asked that each person be responsible for covering two tables. Now, can everybody cover two tables? Not necessarily. And opposed to those two tables in terms of inviting guests to be a part, we're definitely asking that you govern yourselves accordingly. Your banquet tickets at $35, this is a white tie affair. You're going to take your professional pictures on the purple carpet in front of the steps and repeat, and you all are announced to come in. So all of those things will take place Saturday evening after the consecration, elevation, and ordination ceremonies. We want to make sure that for your special guests, for those individuals, for your for the co-consecrators, for the, again, for the special guests that you have that are being invited, that we have their place cards appropriately done for them so that they can be seated in the appropriate places. And so there are just so many things that we want to give place to. And then we also want to, at the absolute latest, definitely by the time we get to May, we want to have our spiritual consecration prepared so that we can spiritually prepare for this, so that, you know, we have our prayer focus, we have just our the spiritual assignment, so the spiritual preparation that is necessary for this. Okay, I need to talk quicker. But are there any other questions, comments, concerns? Again, the banquet is $35. The actual conference, and that's $35 before May 2nd. The actual conference is $65. I think you all have gotten the information that $65 before the 2nd. That definitely includes one banquet ticket. And then after that, everything goes up $5. So we're definitely encouraging individuals to register early. All right. Questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, input, anything?
I was just going to say that the poster board is about 22 to 28 inches, 28 in height. And 22 in width, about.
Wonderful.
And around that range.
Thank you.
No problem.
Any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions? What can I do to assist you all in this process? How can I pray for you? What is it that you all need from me in this process? We are going to take one of our meetings, because it's going to take a rather long time, to actually talk about the kind of apostolic succession that you will be getting. And so that's a rather involved conversation.
Okay. Apostle, I'm going to need questions 8 to 1,000. Answered if possible. That's the help I'm looking for.
Question number 8 through 1,000. Answered no problem. I'm sure I have that in the document that I can forward you. Not.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle.
Overseer.
Yes, will we have these meetings on every fourth Thursday, last Thursday?
We are very flexible while we have everybody on the line. If there is a day that is more convenient for people or a time, we are very flexible. So is there a better time for people, or does the fourth Thursday work for individuals?
Apostle, this time works for me very well.
Okay.
It works
Does this
for me
time
as well.
Work for everybody? So the fourth Thursday at 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Apostle.
Superb. Okay. That's definitely superb. So does anybody have any questions or concerns, or does anybody have any expectations that they go, I want to make sure that this one thing happens? It's very important to me that this particular thing happens.
Yeah, I do. Can Stephen get dedicated?
Say that again.
Hello. Can Stephen get dedicated? Why are you laughing?
Because absolutely Stephen can get dedicated this year.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I have a question. This is Hooks.
Yes, I know, Pastor.
You were saying that we need to have our pictures taken, and I'm assuming this is the pictures in our vestments.
Okay, so one picture, yes, you do need a picture in your vestment for your invitation. And that's probably the same picture that we want to use for the program.
So if we do not have our vestments by the time, because I guess I should ask, when do we need the picture? Because if the House of Hansen takes 3 to 4 months, but I know the printing needs to be done by mid-June, early July, or the work needs to be done by mid-June, early July, so that we can get it to printing.
You guys can do them in your workman's garb. You can do, because we don't want a full body picture, and we just kind of want, for the lack of a better word, a head shot or chest, you know, upper chest shot. So basically all someone is going to probably see is your clergy shirt and collar.
Okay.
Okay. For the current office, or the office we're being consecrated to?
Well, everybody's clergy shirt, everybody can take a picture in a black clergy shirt and a white collar if you want. That's fine.
Okay.
So actually, let's just put that out there, that all pictures will be taken in a black clergy shirt and white collar. And I'm not sure if people have 3-inch collars, but as many of you that can do a 3-inch collar, that would be wonderful, but bare minimum, do a 2-inch collar, and please do not do a tabbed collar. No tabbed collars. Okay, so yes, let's just do the pictures in that.
Thank you.
Pastor, what's the best resolution to have these pictures turned in? Or if resolution isn't the word I should be asking, format, JPEG,
Oh, yeah, that's the word, all of that. So they should be JPEGs at a 300 DPI, or you may see it as a PPI. DPI means dots per inch. And PPI means pixels per inch, so it's still kind of the same thing. So, but you want it 300, which means you do not take it with a cell phone or anything like that. And so everybody, I'm sure, is going to get it professionally done. And you want it 300 DPI JPEGs.
Okay. Superb. I can't help you if you're not in Chicago, and I know that quite a few people on the line are not in Chicago. But if you are in Chicago, I guess it's a possibility that we could set up a professional picture-taking time for everybody to get their pictures taken, because we don't want you to have a busy background. So I'm not saying it needs to look like a passport photo, but we definitely don't want a busy background. We don't want a background that's going to take away from the sanctity of the purpose of the picture. So, yeah. All right, so and from an invitation and announcement perspective, we will create an invitation and announcement. We will let people know so that we all are using the same thing. Everybody's information will be in all of the invitations, and then your
your announcement card is what will be personalized to you. So, that and tickets. Okay. Does anybody have anything else? So, as we prepare to bring this one to a close, and as we just mentally prepare for the next meeting that we'll come together, we'll already just say it'll be the fourth Thursday in April at 7 o'clock. What I will ask is that each person in between now and then will take the opportunity to look at the office that you're being consecrated into, get a scriptural example of a character in the Bible that serves in your office, and as you look at that character, just identify one thing in that character's life that was a problem for them. Or that when you see that it was a problem for them, or maybe it wasn't a problem for them, but as you look at your own life and your own process, you go, you know what, this is something I need to be aware of. This is something I need to safeguard against. This is an area of concern, so that we can have that as a point of prayer focus.
Is that question 1001?
Well, of course. Don't we know by the time this is done, we probably would have answered about 2,000 questions? Okay.
Oh, God, yes.
And honestly, you know, because I don't want people to become overwhelmed with the process. Honestly, the rule is the first year you turn in 300 questions. The other 700 questions are due within a two-year period. Now, that does not give anybody on the line, especially people that have been preparing for 3 years, to all of the graces on the phone, a permission not to or to slow down. Still move forward as if you owe me 1,000 questions, because you definitely need to turn in 1,000 questions. But our official rule in the books say, and I don't want, because I don't want this to be about trying to get through the questions, but I want you to have had the opportunity in this journey to go, you know what I realized was important, that I needed to take every other Tuesday from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6:15 and just sit quietly before the Lord so that he could download some things in my spirit. I needed to purposely make some changes in my life and in my process so that this journey could reflect where it is he is extending an invitation for me to come to. None of us are worthy for this calling, for this anointing. So this isn't about, Lord, make me worthy. We're not worthy. So we don't even have to worry about that. But this is, God, let the excellency of you be manifested in my process. And that's it. Honestly, that's it. God has called us to this. So, you know, we're not even saying, oh, my goodness, you don't measure up because you haven't done this, or you don't measure up because you've done that. Mm-mm. God's called us to these different positions and offices. And so it is he that will equip us. We just want to be a good steward in the process.
Amen.
So I definitely want to share that with you all and to encourage you all in this process to hear it. And just kind of glean from that. Remember, while we are not taking away from the title, because the title, the office, it is important. God, this is what God is calling you. He wants you to serve the kingdom utilizing these positions. But just trust me, with that title becomes a towel that speaks to the servitude that you will now serve in as you serve in these offices.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
All right.
Glean from the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Allow him to challenge your thinking and your thought process so that it will enhance and deepen your worship. Let this period of preparation be a level of worship for you all. Let this, did the call release anybody else? I see people text me that the call released them.
Okay. I'm still here.
Okay. Well, no problem. I'm not sure what that's about. So,
I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you all so much for your time. Go on.
No, I was saying, Apostle, I had my phone had got disconnected as the host, and so I jumped back on real quick as I could during that moment.
Okay, so we lost them, but it's fine. Okay, so I definitely am humbled to be able to serve you all in this capacity, and whatever I could be found doing and becoming for your process, I humbly say yes. So, enjoy the journey, and we will speak soon.
All right, Apostle.
All right, bye-bye for now.
Amen. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Love
God bless you.
Good night. I wonder what happened. How should I disconnect it?
Which one was this one?
Huh?
Who was this one?
Apostle Dan got disconnected. All right, let me hang up because maybe it's something going on with Blog Talk. I don't know how long it was for, and then I could call you back. Yeah, here she's calling me.
Well, this is Blog Talk Radio, definitely signing out. This is just part of the process of how we prepare for our ordinations and consecrations at the Apostolic Ecumenical Network. If you are interested in that organization, we also like to invite you to our conference this year. It's going to be held in Schaumburg, Illinois at the Hyatt Regency. Hyatt Regency, Schaumburg, Illinois. If you would like more details, you can email us at the aen.lfc@gmail.com. That's aen.lfc@gmail.com. Also, you can call our head administration office at 773-779-2900. That's 773-779-2900. Right now, if you pre-register for the conference, it is $65. That does include your banquet ticket to the White Tie Affair. And each ticket at this moment for the White Tie Affair only is $35. The prices will go up after the registration date. So right now, one of the goals as Apostle Dr. Shawnette Horton is preparing the candidates for either consecration or elevation. Some are getting elevated into offices of either bishop or archbishop, and some are getting consecrated as apostles. And so as she's preparing this next tier of leadership, one of the goals is to make sure that spiritually that we are prepared for what God is calling us to, not just running through the motions, but making sure spiritually. She is all about making sure that we become who God has called us to become and not what others think that we should be. And so that's one of the reasons why we just decided to air it on Blog Talk Radio, so you can see what type of process that we go through. Individuals have been going through this process for some over 3 years, and just preparing with questions and psych exams and medical exams. And as you heard, the medical exams are designed so we know what to pray for. You know, even when doing ministry in Virginia, I'm just finding so many attacks on a body that I have never experienced in my life. And it's always good when you have a team of individuals that love you, that you know, and they can back you up. And so that's the beauty of why we do what we do, making sure that we are sanctified with the God of peace in our spirit, our souls, and our body. And once again, you are tuned in to the Labors for Christ Apostolic Ecumenical Network. I am Bishop Dr. Nathaniel Isaac, and I say good night, and I love you. All right? Bye-bye.
Hey, what about the teeth?